Larry, welcome to the program. Good afternoon.
Hey, Casey, I think there's two issues here. Number one, the main issue is parents don't want to be parents anymore.
Okay.
And I think there's a message for all the parents that are out there that think that they don't have to watch their kids and ensure their safety. And that's not a good thing. The second thing is so far I think I've heard two callers talk about why the gorilla should have been killed. And I think it's human nature for everybody to use their own confirmation bias to back up their belief. The thing of it is, there was a tranquilizer size that could have been fired at the gorilla that would have taken him down within 20, 30 seconds. They just didn't use good judgment, and I don't think it's right that the gorilla needed to pay with his life for what was going on. I watched the video. I didn't see any violence. I didn't see him picking up the kid and slamming him against the wall of the cliff. I mean, it just seems like...
Yeah, but dragging the kid through the moat, though, that's got to be a little concerning.
It's not like he was dragging him by the hair. He was pulling him, and the kid was walking while he was dragging him. Come on.
Now, the kid was not walking, dude. That kid got drugged through the water.
Well, he drugged the tips of his feet, but it's not... I mean, it's not as if the gorilla had ever had to raise a little kid before. What the hell would you have done if you had?
I would have tranked the kid. I figure if the kid's lifeless, Larry, but here's the thing. You asked me what I would have done. Trank the kid. If the kid's lifeless, the gorilla leaves the kid alone. You go grab the kid. Everything's good.
They should have tranquilized the kid.
Sure.
Well,
I mean,
that's a good choice.
That's what they tell you to do with bears, right? You just lay down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
But I think it was a bad choice. They could have done a different type of tranquilizer and taken him down within 20 seconds, and he'd still be alive. You know.
Well,
you
they did kind of trank the gorilla in a way, didn't they?
Pardon?
They did kind of trank the gorilla in a way.
How did they do that?
Well, I mean, the gorilla's asleep, right?
I don't think they shot a tranquilizer at him, did they?
Oh, okay. I'll have to go reread the article, Larry. I appreciate it. Thank you much. But a lot of people very upset at the parents as well on this. Now, here's where the craziness gets in. So the Black Lives Matter movement said it was white privilege that this gorilla was killed over. That gorilla was taken from its homeland, put in captivity, and then killed to preserve white life. That sounds familiar, this said some person on Twitter. Killing an endangered gorilla at a zoo for a white boy's safety is white privilege. If the boy was black, they would have found a tranquilizer, they said. That gorilla was black, unarmed, and 17, said another person. The baby... The four-year-old is black, and both parents are black. But I digress. It's all about the narrative, right? by the way, Jack Hanna, Jeff Corwin, obviously well-known animal experts, both defended the Cincinnati Zoo and said they did the right thing.